On this episode of The Edge podcast, Candidate Marketing, Alexandra Kane, Head of Marketing at Sense, joins ClearEdge Senior Vice President Michelle Creer for an in-depth conversation on why candidate engagement has the industry buzzing, the ongoing transformation of recruitment through automation, and why being customer-obsessed is a good thing. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hello, and welcome to The Edge podcast. My name is Michelle Creer, and I'm the Senior Vice President at ClearEdge Marketing. Joining me today on The Edge is Alexandra Kane, Head of Marketing for Sense. Welcome, Alex.
Nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
As our listeners may or may not know, we are huge fans of Sense here at ClearEdge. We've collaborated with your company on a few ventures now, and we're thrilled to have you on today's podcast. I understand you've been in your role now for about 6 months. So tell us, what attracted you to the role, to Sense, and to the industry?
Yeah, of course. Thanks again so much, Michelle, for having me. We're huge fans of ClearEdge at Sense as well. So my background is what I guess you would call a full stack marketer, and I'm using those air quotes. My background's traditionally in startup marketing. I've worked in industries like SMB, I've worked in sales productivity, but I really miss the people connection. So I was really looking for a company that worked directly with people and was actually solving real problems in industries that aren't typically as served by the tech community out here in San Francisco. So once I got introduced to Sense and really understood the problems that we were solving, you know, for the staffing industry, for the recruiting industry, for the contingent workforce, it just seemed like a no-brainer. The product was amazing. The team that I work with is second to none. And they really wanted someone to come in and get their hands dirty and really take this product to market and tell this story. And so for me, it was just an absolute no-brainer.
Excellent. It sounds very exciting. Again, everywhere I turn lately, I feel like I've been hearing about Sense. So I certainly understand the platform and what you offer. But for those of our listeners who may not be familiar with Sense, why don't you tell us a little bit about the platform itself? And then I'd love for you to talk a little bit more about the role of marketing at the company. Obviously, you guys are going through some tremendous growth right now. So I'm curious how you're balancing your priorities and how marketing is structured kind of across the board in the organization.
Yeah, that's a great question. So Sense, we're a communication engagement platform that's built specifically for the staffing industry. So to take a step back on what that means, if you think about the talent lifecycle, all the way from, you know, your recruiting team getting out there making job postings, creating an employer brand, all the way to getting people to sign offer letters and to start their engagement, all the way through post-engagement and redeployment. What we sort of realized at Sense was that there was a bunch of different solutions, some of them better than others, that were tying that process together, but it was really inefficient. So what Sense aimed to do was build an all-in-one platform that staffing firms could use that would underline every step of that candidate process. So from the first time someone sees a job rec to speaking with your recruiters, to getting prepared to an onsite, to finding their next placement, Sense is there every step of the way to create communication and engagement for your talent pool. It works beautifully for the recruiting team. It helps them automate a lot of tasks that are taking up large portions of their day. And it's a way for the contractor care teams to seamlessly stay engaged with their talent to make sure that we're focusing on what's important, which is the relationship itself. So marketing, you know, what I try to do in any marketing role, but specifically at Sense, is I want to practice what we preach, right? We work with all sorts of firms, telling them about, you know, how automation and personalization is the key to winning over in their markets. And that's something that we, you know, we employ here a lot as well. Being a startup, we work really quickly. I work very closely with all aspects of the Sense team, from engineering to sales, from the customer success team to design, because we're completely and almost embarrassingly customer obsessed. Everything is about what we're hearing from our partners and our clients. And we constantly want to create that feedback loop where marketing can really represent the voice of the customer in the room. And that's a big thing for us. You know, we want to be obsessive and on top of telling our customer stories, you know, and the thing for me, and I can say, which is somewhat embarrassing, marketing here is really easy because our customers do all of the work for us. And I say that really earnestly. But for me, it's just about capturing those stories and being able to apply them to different channels and different tactics that we can help amplify our message. And what I try to do internally is just to work with my fellow leadership team and other departments to constantly measure and analyze what's working and what's not working and to implement something new and quick really fast. But it's really a dream job. I'm not lying about that.
Well, and I will tell you again, I've been at a lot of different industry conferences and things lately. I was at a roundtable here in Chicago last week with a group of marketing executives from different staffing companies across the country. And the thing that was so fascinating to me, and I was talking with your colleague, John, this morning as well, everybody knows the Sense name. Like from that vantage point, you're right, your job is pretty easy, right? People are talking about it. They get the value prop. They love it. They see a huge need for it. So from where I'm sitting, I think the benefit that you guys have is a lot of people know about the platform. So that word of mouth marketing and that reputation management is certainly working really well for you. And even just being in that room, you know, we had some people saying, gosh, I'm looking at them right now. And others saying, yes, you know, you need to look at it. Look what it can do for your organization, for your recruiting teams, for your reputation, for your candidate engagement. You know, from that vantage point, you guys are definitely doing a lot of things right. I think what's interesting, and you mentioned being customer obsessed, which I don't think you should ever apologize for feeling that way at all, right? I think we should all be customer obsessed. But one of the things I find so interesting, just looking at the industry and the challenges that Sense is trying to solve, is that we know there's a war for talent. We know that people are in high demand. And when a staffing company engages with a candidate, now I'm hearing all these stories of them ghosting, right? Them not showing up on assignment the first day. So I guess from that vantage point, the platform too, right? You guys are able to put those touch points in to try to keep those people engaged so they do, in fact, show up on day one and day two and day three and the duration of their assignment. And I feel like that automation that's in there is really what's critical and key. So talk a little bit about how tactically you guys do that to try to get those people there on site. I know there's some emails that can go out and some other things, but kind of talk our listeners through what exactly that looks like.
Totally. And that was something sort of crazy that I learned when I first started Sense, that drop-off can be upwards of 25%, meaning your recruiters have done all of the work and got an amazing candidate and got them set up and signed, and 25% of them will not make it to their first day. Yeah. And that was really eye-opening for us. And the nice thing about it, you know, the Sense platform is it's really simple and straightforward. We're not saying that there's any sort of crazy maneuvering that we're doing. We're automating emails. We're automating text messages. We're automating chats that are really working based off of the conversations you're already having with your talent pool. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, we think is really coming down the line for 2019, specifically in this war for talent, is talent's desire to have omni-channel communication. You know, you might be working with some clients and some talent who really want to hear via email because they have their smartphone in their hand. Or they might be working in light industrial and would be better served by a quick SMS message or something that they can check on their Facebook because they're checking up on their kids. And so that's something that we really want, you know, that we're building toward at Sense is, you know, you can't win a war on talent unless you can reach people. And that's what we, you know, that's something that we're trying to do is to give firms that sort of secret sauce of being able to take, you know, this list of names and these conversations that they're having and turn them into real relationships and turn them into real action.
And that's, again, something that I've been hearing a lot about. So I was at HR Tech earlier this year. Staffing World just took place as well. You know, I feel like fall and spring are the big conference season. So I think we've all been to a lot of them lately, but especially HR Tech. There was a whole track focused on artificial intelligence and how can we use technology more effectively to engage with the candidates and contractors that we're trying to engage with. And I think companies out there are still trying to figure that out. So for you, right, someone at Sense who's sitting at the intersection of AI and candidate engagement, which are two really, really hot topics right now, what do you want employers to know and understand about that and about what you guys are bringing to the market to help them with that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the rise of AI, particularly in staffing, can be really scary for some people. You know, I was just at one of the SAE shows in Denver last week, and I was chatting with a couple of people at lunch who were just like, you know, we feel like, you know, our specialty is being able to maintain that one-on-one connection with each and every person that we come into contact with. And what I would say is, you know, the staffing industry is the people industry. You know, we celebrate humans. And what I would just want people to know is, you know, good technology, the right tools, the right technology is going to be serving people and not the other way around. You know, staffing professionals, recruiting professionals, they have a highly valuable skill set, and that's impossible to automate or acquire without serious training and practicing. They are the star athletes of their companies, and they are the key to winning. And I think the biggest thing to know without getting too mumbo-jumbo-y is AI and a good use of it will augment that human productivity. It won't replace it. You know, so if you think about a conversation that you're having with a candidate and someone's super interested, you realize that they're a great fit for this role, you got on the phone with them, you screen them, and then all of a sudden a bot comes in and helps them go back and forth on what exactly is going to be the perfect day for them to come on site, that recruiter has those 20 minutes back, but there's really no loss of that personal touch. Right. And I think that's the really smart way to think about, you know, what a company like Sense is doing is we're not replacing any human interaction. We're just amplifying and augmenting. You know, it's a little bit of a hybrid between the conversation and the automation. And to do it right takes a lot of training, which is why, you know, we pride ourselves on having a robust background, not just in staffing, but a robust background in building tech companies that have served customers well. But I think the biggest takeaway for me that I would say is just if the technology is replacing and not augmenting, it's probably no good.
Yeah, and I would agree. I think for years we've been hearing talk about, oh, recruiting is going to be, recruiters are going to be replaced by technology. And I don't think that I've ever really agreed with that because it is so personalized. So I love the term you use, which is amplify, right? We love that term here at ClearEdge too. How can we amplify what you're doing? And Sense can certainly do that for the recruiting process. So I want to shift gears just a little bit. And, you know, last week, we jointly, ClearEdge and Sense, put out a white paper about candidate engagement. Can you talk a little bit about that white paper for our listeners and just explain why, if they haven't looked at it so far, they should probably take a quick perusal of that paper?
Yeah, I absolutely loved working on this paper with you guys. It's titled Evolving Candidate Engagement, the Staffing Industry's Next Superpower. And candidate engagement has been the hot topic on everyone's lips this year. Every time I go to a trade show, I'm talking to customers and they're just like, I want to just be better at candidate engagement. And I always try and push them on what exactly does that mean to them. And I think, you know, there's been a lot of really great work that's come out this year on the difference between candidate engagement and the candidate experience, right? And I think candidate engagement is really about the tactics and the strategy that, you know, firms are using to take their database, to take their skill set and get in touch with the market. And something that we are working on here at Sense that seemed to align really well with you guys over at ClearEdge was, I think the term applicant and candidate used to be really synonymous when you think about a traditional staffing funnel, right? You put a job posting up or you reach out to your network, you get a couple of people in there, they've clicked apply. And at that point, you're kind of moving them down the funnel into hopefully becoming a placement. You know, now the talent pool is more informed than ever. They have the power of the internet. They have the power of social media. They're constantly, you know, looking at this staffing firm or this dream company that they want to work with. They're constantly armed with information. And there's a couple of things that firms can do to really help them stand out. One of them really is building an employer brand that creates loyalty, you know, and creating a fantastic experience for your associates to work with. You know, we hear from our customers that you sense that, you know, associates come back to them time and time again because they loved working, you know, with X firm that was employing Sense because we were taking care of them throughout the whole life cycle. But now if you think about it, you know, you're a nurse that goes on a 6-month placement. By the 3rd or 4th month, you're starting to think about what that next placement might be. So while you might be on assignment with one firm, that nurse might be talking to several different of your competitors thinking about what their next placement should be. And so that's the biggest thing that we're trying to get to in this white paper is not just sort of give you the tools and the tactics to be able to stay ahead, but also help you understand the landscape that it's a lot different, you know, and those people that you think that are, you know, totally loyal to your agency, they're looking around, they're doing their research. And the best thing to do is just to figure out again, which channel is the best way to reach, you know, to reach this talent? Is it texting? Is it social? Is it chat? And having somebody or having investment into a recruitment marketing strategy and building that brand and building that positive experience will help you stand out from the rest and make it more than just a numbers game.
Absolutely. And you touched on something that is so important, which is these people who are out on assignment, they're starting to think about their next assignment a couple of months before their current assignment. It's not just a week before or 2 weeks before. They're thinking about that. And staffing agencies put so much time and effort into attracting candidates in that I feel like oftentimes they overlook the ones that they've spent all that time and effort bringing into the fold. And they put them on an assignment, they think about what's next because they've got another rec that they need to fill immediately. And they're not putting as much time and attention on those people who are currently out on assignment and keeping those people engaged and getting them to become brand loyalists. So again, I feel like that's an area that at least I've been hearing from staffing companies recently that they're starting to focus on more seriously as they're looking at 2019 and even beyond.
Yeah, I mean, something, you know, a tagline that you guys may have seen at the trade shows with the big background is recruit, retain, and then redeploy. And I feel like everyone's so obsessively focused on that recruiting because, like you said, it is a war for talent. But the retention is incredibly important as well. Firms are only redeploying 4% of their talent pool, which means for every 100 people that you place, only 4 of them are getting replaced in a subsequent job listing that you have. Think about how much money we're all spending to acquire talent at the top of the funnel and keep getting them in when really qualified, amazing talent that's already worked for you is leaking out the backside.
Right.
And that's something at Sense that we, you know, are really trying to not just help firms get a grip on and help solve for, but what we've sort of found is a lot of agencies aren't even measuring these numbers, you know, and you can't manage what you don't measure. And that's something else that the Sense platform does is it doesn't just create, you know, this ease of engagement and communication, but we also report on the performance as well. So we're able to say, hey, this is what your employer NPS is now looking like. This is, you know, what your redeployment rate has changed to. And one of the most rewarding things for me talking to customers has just been like, wait, we knew we always wanted to spend time measuring this. We just didn't even know where to start.
Right.
And that's a really great feeling where something can just plug in so well. But I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, with technology like Sense and other tools that are coming up out there, it's now easier than ever for all of those things that you wish you had time to do to come to the forefront and help you push ahead.
Yeah, we're big fans of the phrase here, Claridge, inspect what you expect. So what do you expect something to do for you? And then let's really dig in and figure out, is it working or not? So it sounds like you guys have the same mantra over there. So I'm going to put you on the spot here for a second, Alex. Tell us one thing that we don't already know about you that others may find surprising.
So this is kind of funny. Besides, I guess, the fact that I'm literally from the Jersey Shore, which people find highly entertaining, like from that town, I am sort of obsessed with marine animals. Like I was that kid that wanted to be a marine biologist when they grew up, and I was always diving into the ocean. And so my Monday night job after my, you know, big marketing job at Sense is I go and rescue and take care of baby seals at the Marine Mammal Center in Sausalito.
That is awesome.
It's so nice. So for like a tough talking marketer, I go on, I put on my, I go and put on sort of my slickers and my boots and I go and I rescue baby seals. And so it's interesting. It's cute, but yeah, it's kind of funny. And if anyone has a really sharp eye, we have a chatbot on our website. And when one of our salespeople aren't online, it actually becomes the Sense seal of approval. It's a little, it's a little illustrated seal.
Yeah,
that's just me. But yeah, not too much on the spot. But yeah, that's sort of my semi-embarrassing, semi-cute.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Don't be embarrassed by that. That's awesome. What a great icebreaker. So everybody who's listening, when you meet Alex in person sometime, now you can ask her about that. What a great way to break the ice there. That is fantastic. Good. Well, before we close out here, I just wanted to give you the chance to share your contact information with any of our listeners. So if they want to get in touch with you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, my inbox is always open. So feel free to always shoot me a note. Just alexandra@sensehq.com. My LinkedIn is just Alexandra Kane. Or if you want to see some kind of sarcastic ramblings, my Twitter handle is A Kane is Able. It's an old... it's an old biblical pun of mine.
Yeah.
I used to play lacrosse in college. But yeah, feel free to reach out. I love talking about this stuff, and I'm always excited to hear about what other people think is in terms of, you know, what's next for the staffing industry.
Great. Fantastic. Well, I've really enjoyed our talk today. Thank you so much for joining us on The Edge, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thanks so much. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thanks for listening to this week's The Edge episode. If you enjoy this podcast, please rate and subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. And you can also email me at etatum, T-A-T-U-M,
at clearedgemarketing.com and let me know if you have any questions or if you want to hear about anything in particular as it relates to our Women in Staffing series or our marketing episodes. So just shoot me an email and I look forward to connecting with you. Thank you.